It takes a combination of skills and a certain personality to succeed as a theater director. The best know at least something about everybody's job and know when to stay out of their way. You'll need a strong ego, but you'd better know when to give it a rest. Chelsea Campbell is a Leeward Community College theater student who's been selected as a regional finalist in directing for the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival, and she's with us in our studio. Congratulations, you're one step closer to an award, yeah?
Thank you. Yes, it was, it's not so much closer to an award because they actually selected who's going to Nationals, but I definitely was successful in earning the finalist.
Well, I mean, it's an affirmation of what you've been doing, right?
Yeah. Yes.
When did you decide that this was your path in theater as opposed to acting or, you know, sets or lighting or one of the other specialties? Did you decide pretty early on?
Yeah, I decided probably about 5 years ago. I really wanted to explore deeper into directing.
Mm-hmm.
My first really big major directing journey was actually doing fundraisers for our theater program. I directed burlesque fundraisers to raise money for future productions and for traveling for students so that we can get more out of events like KCACTF or the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival.
What was it that you liked about it?
I really liked bringing entertainment to an audience and reaching out to my community in a way that they don't get very often. And burlesque was kind of the perfect way to get into that because I'm on a college campus, and who doesn't like, you know, people half-dressed and dirty jokes and stuff like that?
Sure.
It's like the perfect audience for that style.
Sure.
And it was just such a playful way to get into directing.
Yeah, yeah. And that's continuing, and that's the path you see for yourself in the future now, right?
Yes.
I don't mean burlesque. I mean directing.
Yeah.
Right? Have you delved into different types of, you know, entertainment, drama, comedy?
Yeah, I've directed several comedic 10-minute plays through the 10-minute play festival that was mentored by Betty Burdick at Leeward Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also done a couple of dramatic things. I haven't gotten hugely into it. Actually, the thing I'm working on, we're working on Shoot Get Treasure Repeat, that's going to be opening in May.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most dramatic thing I've directed, and I'm really excited to learn and play with that because I want to bring some irony and lightness into something that can be considered so dark.
And it's the nuance of a performance and
mm-hmm.
the nuance of a play.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the director's hand is felt most strongly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the question is the skills it takes to get to that place. It's one thing to have a vision for how a show should come out.
Yeah. So with the skills that I've earned or gained was mostly through, I started as a technician.
Mm-hmm.
So I started as a prop master and then moved up into learning how to do lighting and set painting and set design. And coming from that perspective, it really taught me how, the best way to use actors on stage and how lighting can affect a performance and how to utilize space really well. So I really enjoy blocking, and it's something that I consider one of my strengths as a director.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely got my skills in a way that's a little different from the average director.
Yeah.
Most of them come from the perspective of an actor. So I'm coming from the perspective of a technician.
But I think that's you know, can be extremely helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a path that a lot of directors have followed. You know,
mm-hmm.
the theater goer might think that it's all about getting your vision for a production based on the text, but there's a lot of execution involved in that.
Definitely, yeah. There's hours outside of just working with your actors and getting a play the words out from them and the performance from the actors, but you also have to consider lighting design, set, music, soundscape, and how that's going to tell your story and get the feeling from the audience that you're hoping for. And that's getting more broad now to projections and puppetry, and there's so many different techniques to get that story across.
It does seem that theater is opening up to things like puppetry, music from around the world, all kinds of different. They're almost as if there are new elements to the mix of theater.
Mm-hmm. Definitely more in the mainstream. I think it's always been there, but I think it's getting to be more widely accepted by the general public for sure.
You know, probably Julie Taymor has done a lot to bring things like puppetry and you know, shadow puppets and things like that into the mainstream, just as one example.
Yeah, definitely. I did a lot of studying. One of the first classes I ever took was a mask making and performance class at Windward Community College. So that was a really great way for me to look at the theater from around the world and other cultures and mm-hmm. how to utilize those mentalities in my vision as a director, too.
Have there been productions that you've attended where you really felt that, you know, everything worked and there are ideas that you can take from it, you know, where you're really excited by what another director has done?
Yeah, I've been excited by almost everything I go to. I learn something new, whether it's something that I liked, that I saw that I loved and I wanted to incorporate into my directing, mm-hmm. or seeing something that I saw might have not worked so well and using that as a way to see how I can avoid the same, not mistakes, but the same choices, I guess. So for me, I try and get out and watch as much theater as I can, because I think as a director, the best way to grow is, one, to direct, and two, to see theater mm-hmm. and see all different kinds, because that's how you broaden your vision besides just staying in your own head, is to see theater that is done by different people and from different cultures, and how you can broaden your own vision by witnessing the vision of others and learning and talking to them.
Do you have a wish list of plays or playwrights or whose work that you'd like to pursue?
It's actually really funny. So I had talked recently about Mark Ravenhill's Shoot, Get, Treasure, Repeat in the beginning. I had been wanting to direct that play for over 6 years. So I read about it in a introduction to theater class and then in a playwriting class that I took. And I had this urge, like this really deep feeling of wanting to direct this show. Mm-hmm. And then I got approached late last year if I wanted to be a student director for the series. So it's a series of 17 different plays, and I'm directing two of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited because it's kind of, I wasn't expecting to have a dream play happen so soon.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited, and I'm also looking now for new works that can be my next dream of like directing and putting together.
Sounds like an exciting path to be on, Chelsea.
Yeah, it is. I enjoy it.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Chelsea Campbell is a Leeward Community College theater student who's been selected as a regional finalist in directing for the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival, Region 8.